Matthew chapter 14, verses 27 through 30. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me."
Good to see each one of you today. We do have visitors. We're thankful that you are here, and we invite you to come back and be with us every opportunity that you have. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't talk. Do you remember? I got up here and tried to preach, and I ended up just doing the introduction, and Miss Kay liked it because it didn't last about 10 or 15 minutes. And we're going to continue that series of lessons just in case you weren't here and just in case you couldn't understand me 2 weeks ago. We started off talking about superheroes. We talked about Superman and Batman and different ones and how that we look at them and we think they're so special, they're great because they have special powers. And they're characters that we know in our life. And as we look at the Bible, we look at the Old Testament, we look at the New, sometimes we call people of the Bible characters and we think that they had special powers. We think that they had something on their side that allowed them to be as great as they were. But they're just people. They're just people like me and you. And we read about those people and we think we want to be like that. And in today's lesson, in the next few weeks, I want us to look at some characters and look at some ideas and how can we develop as Christians, how can we develop as people to be like these characters that we read about in the Bible? You know, one thing we need faith. We need faith in God, we need faith in the Word of God, and we need to be able to take that, put in our lives and say, "I have that faith and this is where I stand," and then we become one of those characters. For example, Noah read for us this morning about Peter. You know, Peter is one of my favorite Bible characters. When we think about Peter, we think about his life, all the things that he did. He was full of zeal for the Lord. He was excited about the Lord. You know, and we can take Peter and we can take that and put it in our life and we can say, "Tim, you need to be excited for the Lord. You need to have the same zeal that Peter had in his life. You need to put it in your life." Think about some of the things that Peter did. You know, when he was there with Jesus at the Transfiguration, he was the one that wanted to make the three tabernacles. You imagine how it changed his life, his excitement that he had. It was Peter that said, after Jesus said he was going to be killed, Peter said, "What? I will die with you." That's love for the Lord. When Jesus said, "I will be crucified, they're going to kill me," Peter said, "Wait a minute, I'm going to die with you." It was Peter that said when someone was going to deny Jesus, he said, "If everybody else denies you, Lord, I will not." You know, Norris, I like that. I like that he stepped up. He stepped out and said, "Wait a minute. If the whole world does this, Peter's not going to." That's zeal. That's some excitement in your life saying, "This is how I live my Christian life, and this is what I'm going to do, and it's important to me." It was Peter that drew the sword when they come to arrest the Lord. It was time to put up. "I'm going to stand with you, Lord. I'm going to die with you." And the zeal, the love that he had for the Lord, he drew the sword. And he cut off an ear. Can't help but think, Monty, at that point in his life, he was going to die. He was going to fight and die for the Lord because I love the Lord that much. We're not talking about Superman. We're not talking about someone with superpowers here. We're talking about a man. A man that had faith in Jesus and believed and loved him. It was Peter who ran to see the empty tomb. He wanted to see. He wanted to know. It was Peter who left the boat to go to the resurrected Jesus. It was Peter. You know, people can find fault with some of his zealous actions, and we preach sermons and we have ideas about Peter and how that he denied and how that he got out and started to walk on water and he, because his faith wasn't strong, he began to sink. And we look at him and we think, look at all the mistakes Peter made. But look at Peter with the zeal that he had. Peter had a heart for Jesus. Whether you call it good decisions or bad decisions or being zealous or overzealous or whatever you want to call it, he had a heart for the Lord. And his desire was to be close to him. Did you notice what Noah read for us? Peter did not say, Jesus, let me walk on the water like you. That'd be cool. That ain't what he said. Look at what Peter said. He wanted to get to Jesus. Let me come to you. And that's what I want us to talk about this morning. I got 3 points I want us to consider and I want us to think about as we hopefully put ourselves in Peter and the decisions and the life and the zeal that he had in his life. How can Tim, how can David, how can Keith, put your name there, how can I be like Peter? How can I have this zeal in my life, the love for the Lord, and the desire to go to Jesus? How many times have you heard people, probably heard me say, well, he stepped out of the water, it got a little rough, he began to sink. Boy, he didn't have much faith. He had faith, he wanted to be with Jesus. How far would you go in your life to get close to God? How far would you go in your life? What obstacles, what temptations, what would you go through to stand beside the Lord? Think about that for a minute. They were all familiar with fishing. They knew about boats. They knew about storms. They knew what was going on. They could handle a boat if anybody could. He stepped out of a boat. You know, people used to make fun of me, they still do, when I talk about jumping out of an airplane, being airborne. And why would you jump out of a perfectly good airplane? He stepped out of a boat. And he said, Jesus, let me come to you. How many times in our life do we need to step out of a boat? Think about your life for a minute. Have you ever been a part of something or have something going on in your life and you look back now and you realize, you know, Norris, I should have stepped out of the boat and went to Jesus. Because the whole world is telling you to stay in the boat. The whole world is telling you this is the way you ought to live your life. This is the way that you find comfort. David in his class this morning, outstanding class, talking about possessions and things that we hold on to in our life. And that's what the commercials in the world is telling us, that we got to get more and more and more in our life. And we want to accumulate things. So the world is telling us, in a sense, you stay in the boat. But Jesus is telling us something totally different. He's telling us to come to him. Well, why did Peter get out of the boat? He knew that Jesus alone could calm the storms of life. You ever been in a storm? We all have. I'm willing to say there's not a one of us sitting in here who's not been through some storms in our life. And I'm not talking about rain and thunder and tornadoes. I'm talking about storms of life. where we're getting hammered by Satan and we're getting hammered by the world, and we have problems and we have sicknesses, we have death, we have temptations, and we feel like we cannot survive. What do? Well, you got some choices of what you do. Number one, you can hide, you can hunker down, you can hold on. You can hope it passes on its own. You can try to overcome it by yourself. Now, how many of us is that person? And we say, I can overcome this by myself. There's problems in my life. There's temptations in my life. I've got issues right now that I'm dealing with, and I'm going to deal with them all by myself. You know, I guess one of the best sermons I ever heard was not by someone who claims to be a preacher, and I don't know if it's original by him either, but David. I don't know how many times I think about those three boxes. I think about the three boxes that David described us, and how that there is a box that we should have, and that box is designated and designed for who? For God. These are things we can't handle, so we're going to put it in the box for God. And that's kind of what this first point I want us to bring out, I want us to talk about. He knew that Jesus could calm the storms of life, and we have a choice to make. Are we going to go to Jesus? Turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. You know, life can get hectic, it can get chaotic. There's a solution to life's problems. There's a person that can calm the storms of life. Look at verse 28 of Matthew chapter 11. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What did Jesus start off by saying there? Come to me. What did Peter ask Jesus? Let me come to you. And Jesus here tells us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Peter recognized, and he knew that Jesus could calm them storms. You know, it's strange for people to think that they can do it without the Lord. Yes, he did begin to sink, but he knew where safety was at, and it was with the Lord. Number two, Peter knew that Jesus was in control of his creation. He knew that all the problems that existed around him at that time, that Jesus was in control. And if anybody could calm the storms, that Jesus could. And it's the same way with our life today. When we have issues in our life, Jesus can see us through that. Anybody know what the 23rd Psalm says? It's a passage that we read at most funerals, anytime that we're having problems in our life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What does it mean to be a shepherd? What does it mean for Jesus to be our shepherd? He's watching over us. He's protecting us. He is the one that's going to see to our needs because he controls it all. The problem that people get into today, me and you and other people, is when we turn loose of that relationship with Jesus. When we turn loose of that relationship with God and we think that we can do it on our own, and we go back out into the world and we start making decisions that's not based on God. It's based on our wants, our needs, our desires, our lust that we may have in our life. Then we start leaning toward Satan. We start leaning toward the world, and bad things start to happen. It's the trust that we have for God. It's the trust and the love that we have for God that we know that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's having the faith and the love that God is in control. Peter stepped out of the boat, and he knew that Jesus could calm those storms. And then third and finally this morning, when we think about Peter and we think about his zeal, he knew that Jesus alone could save his soul. The chips may be down. It may look bad. It may look disastrous for everything in our life, but Jesus can save our soul. You know, I said before, Peter's often ridiculed for stepping out of the boat, but I believe that Peter showed more faith than the 11 that stayed in the boat. He knew where safety was at. He knew where he wanted to be. Three simple words when he began to sink: Lord, save me. Three words we should be saying today: Lord, save me. And we say to ourselves, we say that Peter was someone great, he was someone special, and he was great and he was special, but he was a man. Nothing prevents us from being that person. Nothing prevents us from having that zeal, that faith, that love, that desire that we want to be next to Jesus. This morning, do you need to say, Lord, save me? If you're not a Christian, you need to say that. If you've never put the Lord on in baptism and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're willing to repent of your sins, turn away from sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, then you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. But when we step out of the boat, and we begin to sink, and we don't yell for Jesus to save us. In other words, we don't go back to Him. We don't hold on to Him. We don't have a desire to be close to Him. We find ourselves in a bad situation in our life. We're not close to God because we walked away from God. Then we need to come back to God. We need to make that relationship. We need to get that fellowship back with God. Draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. So there's times in our life that we walk away from God, we've got to come back to God. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. When life gets to be turmoil, when it gets to be chaos, there's only one place that we can go. Turn with me to John chapter 6 before we close. While you're turning there, let me ask you a question. Did you notice in the scripture that Noah read for us that Peter's faith did not change just because he was sinking? Lord, save me. He knew that he could. No matter where you're at in your life, the Lord can save you. His faith did not waver. He knew that Jesus could save him. And he went to the one that could. John chapter 6, look at verse 66. For that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You got a choice to make today. You either stay in the boat or you walk toward Jesus. This is a character in the Bible. He's not a superhero with special powers, but he is a Bible character that was real. And we can take what Peter did, his decision, his life, and say, yes, Tim can do that too. I'll never forget one time we was at the airport at Milan. Dad was flying and all of us was there. Was it Daniel or Jay? Daniel, I think. We got him a new pair of shoes and it had rained that day. And there was big puddles of water out there, and Daniel just running back and forth through all the water, jumping up, down, stomping the water and everything. I said, son, get out of the water. Quit walking on or walking in the water. Daniel's response, Jesus walked on water. Keep doing it, son. I don't know how old he was. 17, 18? No. No. I don't know how old he was. At a young age, it was almost like Daniel was saying, let me be like Jesus. Although he didn't say that, he meant, don't whip me, Daddy. Jesus done it. I'm just walking in. I know what Daniel meant, but he had a good response. And he didn't get in trouble for it after he said it. So in a sense, Daniel, at a young age, he said this, let me be like Jesus. Some words of wisdom there, is it not? Shouldn't every one of us today say, let me be like Jesus? Let's do that. Let's do that. The passage I just read for you, all the disciples turned and they went away, and except for the 11 or the 12 there. They all left and they all went back. And so we have a choice to make as well today. Are we going to walk with Jesus, or are we going to go back with the majority? Because I'm going to tell you something. The majority of the people are not following Jesus. Are you going to go with them, or are you going to go with Jesus? Let's walk with Jesus. If we can help you today, come while we stand and sing.